The Wisdom of Tea, written by Noriko Morishita, translated by Elena Goldsmith, and read by Minhee Yeo. Ann Takeda taught tea to several neighborhood housewives at her home on Wednesday afternoons. But as Michiko and I were university students and had classes on weekdays, she agreed to teach the two of us on Saturdays instead. I had passed her house many times. It stood beside the railway tracks about 10 minutes walk from my own home, an old two-story wooden house with a tile roof and a soba noodle shop next door. A big paper plant set outside the entrance in a pot. We had been unsure what to wear and if we needed to bring anything. "Oh, ordinary clothes are fine. Just come along this Saturday anyway," she had said. It was just after the string of public holidays in early May. Feeling slightly nervous, we passed through the gate to Ann Takeda's house, me wearing a blouse and skirt, and Michiko, about to meet Ann Takeda for the first time, wearing a suit. We rattled open the sliding door to find an entrance hall as spotless as a traditional inn's. The floor glistened with water droplets, and not even a single pair of shoes had been left lying around, unlike at my house. "Hello?" My call elicited an answering, "Coming!" from somewhere deep within the house, followed by the sound of bustling footsteps. The dyed Norin curtain flipped open to reveal that familiar round, fair-skinned face. For a moment, I was lost for words. I had never seen Ann Takeda wearing kimono before. It was a soft shade of beige that suited her pale complexion perfectly and gave her a neat, smart look. "Welcome," she said. "Do please come in." This was the first time that I had been inside Ann Takeda's house. The wooden pillars and hallway were the rich golden brown of hard-baked rice crackers. Stepping up from the entrance hall, we were shown to the innermost of two adjoining formal rooms, its floor covered in eight of the traditional woven rush mats called tatami. "Just wait here a minute," Ann Takeda told us. It was an astonishingly empty space. Michiko and I slowly gazed around us. This was where we would have our weekly tea lessons from now on. Looking up at the high ceiling, we saw the elaborate lattice work of the transom between this room and the next. Hanging in the large tokonoma alcove set into one wall was a long scroll. There was also a framed piece of calligraphy on a picture rail. Across the hallway, through the glass door, we could see a garden. It was not large, but stone lanterns and small boulders were dotted around here and there, and the persimmon and plum trees were lush with the verdant new leaves. Blossom-laden wisteria tendrils swayed in the breeze. The dense azalea bushes were still a riot of red and pink flowers, making them look like origami pomanders.